They occurred between 1993 and 2010.
DA Raymond Tierney says a woman whose body was found in 2000 has been linked to defendant Rex Hoyerman, and the case could still expand.
We are not limiting this investigation to Gilgo Beach. We've moved off of the beach.
The suspect has pleaded not guilty in earlier court appearances. Now to Madison, Wisconsin, where CBS's Ian Lee reports authorities are hunting for the motive behind the deadly school shooting.
Shock and sadness here in Madison, wondering how something like this could happen. I spoke with someone who's a teacher at a neighboring school. They said they just can't believe something like this happened. There's a lot of questions about how 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow got that gun, how she was able to do this. Also, a lot of questions about who these victims are, but you know, the city right now is trying to put out resources for the community.
The Federal Trade Commission will soon require hotels, vacation rental platforms, and live event promoters to disclose any fees up front when they list prices. And as we hear from CBS's Allison Keyes, the government has a new rule designed to make airline travel easier for disabled passengers.
Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, a double amputee, says airlines cannot treat wheelchairs like random pieces of luggage.
They're my legs. They're extensions of our bodies.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says airlines must offer prompt assistance to disabled passengers.
Like having a wheelchair available near the door when getting off the plane.
Airlines will also be required to quickly replace broken or lost equipment.
On the Health Watch, an Alabama woman's recovering after receiving a gene-edited pig kidney. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Interesting thing here is what they did is they fiddled with the genes. So there were like 10 gene edits that made the pig kidney more compatible with humans. They put it in and it's working. It was 3 weeks ago yesterday and it's working.
In most places, the entertainment retailer Sam Goody is long gone.
Sam Goody got it. Sam Goody. Sam Goody got it.
And now there's where the last two brick and mortar stores in the chain in Ohio and Oregon are going to close. A powerful magnitude 7.3 earthquake has struck just off the coast of the Pacific island Vanuatu. Closed circuit cameras captured some of the widespread destruction. Injuries are reported. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 193 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More information is coming out today regarding the 15-year-old girl who opened fire at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison yesterday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place.
A teacher and a student were killed. Six others were injured, with two in critical condition. Eli Lilly is getting the go-ahead. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved preliminary site plans for Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of space and is set to be completed by March of 2026. Respectively, Racine and Kenosha County saw a 14% and a 19% year-over-year increase in November home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says the entire seven-county region only saw a 4% increase. And Burlington Area School District voters will have an April referendum question. The school district is seeking $13.8 million over 3 years, aiming to cover expenses like salaries and benefits. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Thunder in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. Doc Rivers asked about the Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league, featuring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, against the Bucks, not one of the oldest.
They're good. I enjoy watching them play. Shai's one of my favorite players. I actually got to coach him in his rookie year. But it's and I joke about it. And all these young teams are flying around, and we're going to come in with our little canes and wheelchairs and play them.
College hoops, the Badgers' next game coming up Sunday when they host Detroit Lake Mercy. Wisconsin dropped out of the AP Top 25 rankings after losing three straight last week, but beat Butler over the weekend.
Much happier locker room than we've had the last three games, and I think these guys really have earned it. And obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity, and how you respond to that and how you use those experiences to grow, I think, tells us a lot about the character of the young men in our locker room, and I couldn't be happier for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and mild today, with winds a bit breezy. High temperatures are still tapping the mid-30s. We've got a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening, continuing through the overnight and gone by tomorrow. Accumulations look to be less than an inch, and more snow pushes in on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Here comes Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, brought to you by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinediscenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Rest of the story. In the waning winter of 1776, Esek Hopkins, recently appointed first commodore of America's first continental navy, was ordered to engage Lord Dunmore's fleet in Chesapeake Bay. But subsequent reconnaissance revealed the British vessels languished there were still utterly unmolested. Where in the world was Hopkins? Neither he nor any of the eight warships of which our first navy was comprised were anywhere to be found. Well, the rest of the story is that the Continental Navy had sailed into Chesapeake Bay. Commodore Hopkins had spyglassed the British fleet at a safe distance, and yet so heavily armed were they, so impressive were their numbers, that instead of attacking, he turned tail and ran. But what now? Return and confess his cowardice? Unthinkable. So the Commodore improvised a clever, comparatively cautious alternative plan. General Washington had lamented, quote, "Our want of gunpowder is inconceivable." Well, Commodore Hopkins knew where he could find some gunpowder. In a seaside stronghold, defended at best by a handful of half-hearted British militia. Surely, Hopkins envisioned, the defenders would see the entire Continental Navy bearing down on them and promptly surrender their munitions. So, off they sailed. In the dark just before the dawn of Sunday, March 3, Hopkins and his fleet were fast approaching their objective, but they were spotted by a local pilot at the tiller of a little boat who immediately returned to shore and reported what he had seen. How many ships? British Governor Munford Brown asked incredulously. Eight ships, he was told. Very well. Minutes later, Commodore Hopkins heard the thunder of cannon and then turned as their billows of smoke rose from shore. Impossible, he thought, but apparently no less true, that the fort he had imagined so vulnerable was shooting at him even before he had dropped anchor. So, once again, Commodore Frady Cat fled in terror, headed for home empty-handed. And for his repeated and remarkable lack of courageous leadership, he was dismissed in disgrace. For you see, to avoid a dangerous engagement in Chesapeake Bay, Hopkins retreated with his fleet. The entire Continental Navy retreated all the way to Fort Nassau in the Bahamas. And yet even there he met his match, even though he faced no resistance at all. For there were merely three ancient cannon at the decrepit British fort. No cannon balls that anybody could find. In fact, the only thing they were good for was sounding the alarm to alert the loyal British subjects living nearby so they could run for cover in the event of an attack. That's why Nassau's Governor Brown, still in his bedroom slippers, ran down the hill to the old fort, lighted those three cannon, weapons so useless that the impotent blasts blew all three of the cannons right off their mountings. Yes, I do mean to say that even though the British were only firing blanks, Commodore Hopkins still ran for his life, leaving tons of precious gunpowder behind. And one thing more, Under Hopkins' command throughout the debacle that you have just relived was a certain young naval lieutenant. And from that embarrassing experience, he, that lieutenant, learned precisely what not to do. And you know that young officer as a future naval hero, John Paul Jones. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Man, Paul Harvey's rest of the story, heard twice daily on WRJN with Don Rosen in the morning at 7:25 and, as you just heard, 12:05 every Monday through Friday on WRJN.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. summertime and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, da da da.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Hits WRJN. Her real name was Catherine Minner, and she played the part of the little old lady from Pasadena when Jan and Dean were doing videos back in the day about her, and made her so famous that she actually got a cameo on the old Batman TV show. She was driving a hot rod that she had just purchased off a used car lot and said she was going to Pasadena. It's true. Hey, you don't make that stuff up. I'm Dan Marcus with another grown-up gift list coming up worth $100. Not making that up either. Just stick around for the keyword coming up right after 1 o'clock on WRJN.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
The 11th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Give the gift of clear vision this holiday season. Dr. Warren combines cutting-edge technology with compassionate care, ensuring patients receive efficient and high-quality service. Whether it's glasses or contact lenses, appointments are designed to be quick and easy. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15 today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all I'm
everything looks worse in black and white. Kodachrome, they give us the nice bright colors. They give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world's a sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an Nikon camera. I love to take a photograph. So I'm gonna take my Kodachrome away. Mama, don't 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 take my Kodachrome. Mama, don't take my Kodachrome. Mama, don't take my Kodachrome away.
Hits like La Bamba and Christmas classics too on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, giving a shout out to Pam, who's listening on the East Coast via the internet. She's from the area, so welcome home, Pam, and thanks for listening. Here's an update now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha counties outpaced the region in November home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show a 14% year-over-year sales increase from last year in Racine County. Kenosha County did a little better at 19%. For the entire seven-county region, home sales were up only 4%. The realtors continue to warn that a lack of new home construction will impact the ability of future generations to build wealth. It was a 75-year-old Wisconsin man that died in an Illinois tollway crash late last week. Eric Cott from Oak Creek was pronounced dead at the scene after suffering blunt force injuries to the head. His truck collided with a semi, leading to a rollover in Gurnee. Illinois State Police are still investigating. Burlington has a big budget question next year.
Officials with the Burlington Area School District are moving forward with an operational referendum next spring. It'll be seeking almost $14 million over 3 years to address budget shortfalls. The BASD board approved the referendum for April 1st, asking to allow the district to exceed state revenue limits by $4.5 million annually. The funding aims to cover essential expenses like employee salaries and benefits. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and mild today, with winds a bit breezy. High temperatures are still tapping the mid-30s. We've got a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening, continuing through the overnight and gone by tomorrow. Accumulations look to be less than an inch, and more snow pushes in on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
WRJN. Happy holidays, folks, wherever you may be. Each year out in Hollywood, California, they have what they call the Santa Claus Parade. A few years ago, while I was riding in this parade, I saw smiles on thousands of faces, both young and old alike, waiting for a look at that most popular man all over the world. I can hear him shouting now, "Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus." Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixin' and blitzin' and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out, it's Christmas time again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Betson and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
He was known as the singing cowboy, Gene Autry. You can't hurry Santa Claus. Supremes now on WRJN.
I need love, love, to ease my mind.
Your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me. Like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes. I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Sailor, sailor, friend, you're a fine girl, what a good life you would be,
such a fine,
yeah, yes,
nice.
Could steal a sailor from the sea. north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Game for the Packers, an important one. Every game for the Packers heard here on WRJN.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella she'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
this date in 1968. Yes, if you were born this week in 1968, you were born under the sign of the grapevine. I'm Dan Marcus. Packers playing this coming Monday night, another national game at home at Lambeau against the Saints. And yeah, another game that you can hear on WRJN, sponsored by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packers, WRJN.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN. Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Cheer up, sleep.
news, timeless hits, Christmas classics on WRJN. Can you hear this song and not picture Tom Cruise dancing in his underwear? I think not. WRJN.
Just take those old.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. A lot of questions after the deadly school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin.
We do not know where she got the gun. We're working with our partners from the ATF to do what's called an ATF trace form to determine the origins.
Police Chief Sean Barnes on CBS Morning says the 15-year-old girl died by suicide after the shooting deaths of a student and teacher. CBS's Ian Lee is at the teenager's home.
There is a blanket that is covering the front door. There's a broken window next to it, and that's because police had to breach this house. I spoke with the police chief earlier this morning, and he told me that's because they wanted to take all the precautions. They wanted to make sure if that door was rigged to explode that everyone was safe. It was not.
In the New York CEO murder case, Luigi Mangione's extradition hearing is set for Thursday, right after a court handles the gun charges against him in Pennsylvania. A new murder charge filed today against the suspect in New York's Gilgo Beach case. CBS New York's Carolyn Gusoff.
A seventh murder pinned on Rex Huerman, who spoke in court.